so this is Revolbi. We're still on the Vad Rishon of Savlanut, of patience. Mahi hasavlanut. What is patience? Hasavlan dome mamash ladam hanose masakaved. He's similar to a person who's holding a heavy object, like a sabal. Person, you know, these guys who move deers, move from one place to another, holding something very heavy on him. When you hold something heavy, what do you want to do? Remove it. So savlanut means not changing the situation you're in, holding the weight, holding the pain, right? Holding in, right? The vibrating chair. I'm not saying everything, but there's a level of savlanut. You wait till you calm down that you can tell the guy, or being woken up at night, right? There's a savlanut. You're not going to walk out of your room, charge in, and say, put the lights off, or tell them, what are you doing? You don't know this is awesome? The rabbi explained to you at dinner, right, lunch, this is awesome, right? You don't do something like that. You hold yourself, you calm down, and maybe at a later stage, you deal with it, like the next day. Always is a good idea. When someone hurts you, never answer them back at the same time. Because you're not in the frame of mind to answer in a proper way. You're angry. Af shuhu kaved alav. Even though if it's very heavy for him, hu mamshich, he continues lelechet bedarko, to go in his ways with this heavy burden on him. Ve'enu nil'a l'seto. He's not, doesn't like remove from carrying it. He continues carrying it. Kachu b'chol hayachasim. So it is with all our relationships. Shebein bnei adam, with people. They do things we don't like. We continue to hold that pain or that, whatever that is they did to us, and continue going with it. Now, when you continue going with it, you should know something. The best way to deal with someone hurting you is you ignore it in the beginning. If you answer them back, again, it depends on who it is and what it is. If you answer them back straight away, they won't respect you. Because they hurt you. That means they have control over you. So if you just ignore the pain that they're doing to you, and at a later stage you mention that that wasn't proper behavior. Now, you'd have to mention to a person not proper behavior. They know it's not proper behavior. You just have to hint to them that you're aware that the behavior is not proper, and this is not how people behave. And you can hint to them at a later stage. And if they're Yirei Shamayim, which most people are, they won't do it anymore. If they're not, that's their problem. They have a problem with their creator, not you. You're doing the right thing. You told them nicely. They didn't listen. But you told them in a very nice way. You didn't get annoyed with them. You hinted to them. You did it at a later stage where they could understand, they're clever enough to understand. Their problem now. You did your bit. Now, them hurting you is their problem with their creator. Nothing to do with you. You get this hurt, why? Kodesh Baruch Hu's punishing you. For what? You don't know. Right? And if you do know, great, you're getting your kapara in this world. Right? So you're being happy about it. Kodesh Baruch Hu, little pinches here and there instead of one big whack. Right? It's much better. Okay? Anu ro'im, and we see, v'shom'im, ha'bedvarim she'enem lefi ruchenu. Right? This is if Revolbi has a Ruach HaKodesh, right? There's a lot of things that aren't according to our spirit. We don't like what's happening. Right? Like be woken up after 12 o'clock at night, right? We don't like it. U'b'chol zot, and still, mamshichim biyot chaverim tovim. We still stay good friends with this person who's doing this thing. He's doing his emails. He's watching a film. He doesn't put his plugs in. Or he's talking to a friend about the film. Or he's talking about a friend or on Skype or whatever. And he's chatting loud, right? To his mother or whatever. Yeah? We still manage to be friends with him, even though he's doing something which we don't like, because we're savlanim. Garua mize, even worse than this, yesh, v'chave mamash pogeh banu. He hurts us. He says something nasty to us. Im ba'akitza, whether it's like, you know, a little sting, right? Ba'alma im bedrisha bilti hogeret. Or he's asking for us to do something which isn't fair. He's expecting us to do something for him. And it isn't fair what he's expecting. And he's like, you know, how can you not do that? Right? Im batana bilti mutzdeket. Or he has a claim on us, which is not a proper claim. Right? Ko'ele soblim. All of these is the mitzvah of being a savlan. Right? So first of all, we're not taking control. Mamash kenose hamasa hakaved. To hold on to this masa hakaved, this heavy load. So first of all, that's how our attitude is. Because remember, we're not working on the other guy. We're working on ourselves. Always the problem is you always have people like, why shouldn't he do, behave like that? Shouldn't he do like that? I have to change him. The first thing we work on is ourselves. Why? Because we don't want to come to the situation with anger. When it comes to the situation, we're going to solve a problem. Maybe we will solve this problem. Maybe we will tell this friend who has this claim against us, why didn't you do that? Why did that to me the other day? And you have a good answer. You know, my mother called and I couldn't make it on time. I tried calling you, but I'm sorry for keeping you waiting. My mother called, it's a very important thing I had to do. And I tried calling you, I couldn't get there. You explain afterwards. Now that he's getting annoyed with you, right, maybe that's not the right time. Or you just say, I'm sorry, and then you explain yourself. Maybe in such a situation, you would explain yourself at the same time, but you do it in a calm way. You don't say, what do you expect from me? My mother called me. Don't get annoyed with him. You understand what I'm saying? You say in a calm way. First you calm yourself down, and then you solve the problem. If you're still upset, you're not going to solve the problem in a good way. Right? Hit paratsut bekas, if a person like bursts open with anger, right? Or dechia nimretzit, or he pushes you away, you know, doma leprikat hamasa. That's it, or he pushes you away in like a, you know, like a quick way, right? He pushes, you know, where you say, don't do that, what he did that for? Or, how could you speak to me like that? You know, he pushes it away. That's doma leprikat masa. That's doma to removing the load. We all do this. We all do this because pain is not something we're used to or we expect to be accepting. We live in a world, the world of Esav. This world of Esav is smoothies. It's a great name. Life is a smooth roller coaster, right? We have such smooth roller coasters. It's a smooth, right? Everything's just smooth and easy to eat and just, and it's all the hana at one stage, right? You can feel the coldness, you can feel you have the chocolate and the syrup and the thing all in one slush, right? And it's healthy because it's a frojo or froyo, whatever it is, right? So you have the best of all worlds. Healthy and enjoying yourself. And easy to eat. Right? Why would a person, if he's brought up in such a society, want to accept pain? The whole tachlis of that society is to enjoy pleasures. Pleasures means no pain. So all of a sudden we're telling you, accept pain. Except that emotional pain is much harder than other pains, or sometimes intellectual pain, or you're stressed out because this person hurt you and you're hurt from that and you want to react. We're telling you, accept pain. Don't do anything about it. We're not saying don't eventually do, right? We're not like, you know, like we're not turn the other cheek, guys, right? We're not saying that. We're saying don't react now, hold it. That's savlanut. And that's a very hard thing to do. Very hard. And not only is it hard, there's a harder thing to do. Hold the pain and not even react in like someone hurt you and they say, could you do me a favor? Say, tomorrow. Or, why should I help you? After you spoke to me like that. Right? Or something like that. You don't react. And I'm not saying sometimes that is a good reaction. We have to see, you know, it's different situations. But I'm just saying, from our point of view, we're saying in a way that we're holding the pain. That's what we're talking about. Hold the pain. That's savlanut. If you can't hold the pain, then you're going to come to kaas. You're going to come to control, or you're going to come to itpaltziot, right? Holding the pain. That's what we're working on. You with me? I made that clear? I don't mean to hold the pain and keep the pain and remember what the person did to you. Hold the pain in a way that you don't react to the situation. We're talking about the moment of feeling the pain. Now, afterwards, then there's different halachas of how you deal with that pain. Do you forget it? Do you remove it? Do you down the kafs discourse? Right? What do you do with that pain? Do you speak to them about it? That's a different halacha. We're talking about the moment that you get that hurt, or the moment that you feel this person's doing something against your will, whatever it is. There you hold the pain, and then at a later stage, there's how to deal with that pain. Hasavlan, the savlan, right? Eino porek ma'atzo. He's not like removing from himself et masa hachaverut hatova. He's not removing from himself, very interesting lashon, his good friendships. So he's saying the same thing that we said in the name of Rabbi Yonah, that if you're not a savlan, you're going to lose your friendships. Because everyone does things that irritate you. People who are closest to you. And you should know something. People who are closest to you because you have high expectations hurt you much more. And sometimes you have to be more savlan with a friend who's close to you than with a guy that you don't know. Because you don't really care about what he did to you. It doesn't hurt you as much. Or someone you respect. It's very hard. You keep quiet. 5 minutes, that's the rule. 5 minutes. You know, we can work it, like, you know, we'll have a vad. The first vad we'll keep for 1 minute. Then we'll keep for 2 minutes, right? You know, and after 2 years, we'll keep for 3 minutes. And then we get married. If you get the 3, 4, 5 minutes, you're doing great. Okay. Od yoter garua mize. It's even worse than this. Roim chaver osaver. What happens if you see someone do something wrong? How can he just be waking up people at night? Your friend. How do they do that? You have to speak to them. You have to tell them about it. Right? Gam az nisharim lo chaverim tovim. And you still remain a good friend with him. When you see something doing something wrong, it's very hard to be friendly with someone. Because chaver means to connect. You don't connect with someone who you think is doing something wrong. There's a disconnect. So somehow you have to put into your mindset that it's a mistake. He really doesn't mean to do it. He doesn't know so well about it. You like apologize for him and you look for his core self, which is really good. Yeah. When you see someone doing something wrong, right? You always have to give an excuse for them. Not an excuse like, oh, what's it called? He was brought up on Mars. You know, a real excuse. Like, I want to tell you something. Most people that you meet, most people, the way they are usually comes from family situations or where they were brought up. It's not usually them. So once you realize that, and it's a very important thing, a fundamental thing about every human being who is created at Tzelem Elokim, it means his core is good. His core is good. And certainly a Yid. He has such a neshama, such a pure neshama. All the bad he does is just a shell. Once you know that there's just a shell, right? And everyone has their own shell. Shell of the environment, shell of their parents, right? They were born with the environment. Both have an effect, the Rambam says, right? Everyone has this shell, but it's just a shell. The real person is a beautiful human being. He's a deep person. He's a person who wants to connect. Now, some people have a very thick shell, right? And they're so thick that sometimes it's very hard to find the primius, the inner self. Okay, so it's harder. But everyone has, it's just a shell. So we have to look a little deeper to see the goodness. And there's the halachas of, we'll maybe learn them, of dan lekaf schus, judging a person favorably. Okay? V'kan yesh mokom lezirut. Here, there's place for warning. Asur shesavlanut tavi lidei adishut chas v'sholom. This is what you were speaking about. Savlanut is one thing, and adishut means, not going to change anything. I'm going to leave it as it is. The difference is, savlanut is what you do at the moment, and then when you calm down, you think about a plan of solving the situation if it's solvable. If it's not solvable, then you have to just be savlan. But if it's solvable, you think of a plan of how to solve it. Yeah? Avera Shiroim, if you see someone doing something wrong, right? Svichelich of Heitev. It should be feel. You should feel a pain about it. And if he's hurting you, it's even a bigger pain because he's hurting you with the Aver. B'chol Chomer Adin. You should be. How can he do such a thing? How can he do such a thing? Tekadosh Baruch Hu should be affecting you. V'kol Ma She'ose Aver Yoteh Karov Lelev. And anything he does in Aver, which is more close to you, Yoteh Koev Adavav. It should be even more paining for you. Right? B'chozot sovlim et achaver. Even still, you have to hold that weight. You're sovel yuchaver. Ka'ota nose masam kaver. Like a person's holding onto a heavy weight. However, chayavim lochiach. You're obligated to rebuke him. Ach gam liot nose avon. But also, you have to have the ability to hold his aver, like a Kodesh Baruch Hu. No se'avon, right? This is speaking about. So, what we're going to go into, probably, is going to be, first there's a savlanut that we spoke about, then there's a calming down and the ability to hold that weight, and then there's a reaction, the calm reaction back. If you don't have a calm reaction back, that's adishut, that's bad. You shouldn't be a savlan because you don't care, right? I'm very savlani about, the garbage guy who leaves the garbage in the street over here. What do I care? I'm adish. I'm very savlan. No, you're not savlan, you're adish, you don't care. Savlan means when you care and it pains you and you're holding it and then you calm down and you think about measures of how to solve it in a fruitful and a proper way. You with me?
What's the other word?
Adishut. Adishut means like you're not alive to it. It doesn't make a difference to you. You understand the difference? Yeah.